And because I do dubious intent and I'm on various other Pride 48 things throughout the year, it's hard for me to think of content. And I don't have a lot of time to come up with like segments and bits like Big Fatty does. Although Big Fatty has been doing, and I'll be so shocked. I'm just going to say Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, because I don't think he listens to this. And I will be so shocked if one day something from Geeky Gay appears on the front of the Big Fatty Online podcast, because I don't think he listens. Probably not. But, you know, Big Fatty's been doing those. First of all, he steals those bits from Auntie Vera. And second of all, he's been doing the same bits for years. So I don't think it takes any additional production time for him to do that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm just going to say Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2286 of the BFO for Wednesday the 2th of November 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're going to rewind and I'm going to finish telling you about last weekend and there was something in the little mailbox. Hello, Crummers. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Crummers because, y'all, you know how Big Fatty is. Once it becomes November the 1st, then it's A-okay for the stores and the TV machine and all to have the crema stuff in the windows and everything. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, because I'm gonna tell you something, it'll be here before you know it. It'll absolutely be here. In fact, I saw old Gavin on the Twitty, and he said that Jim wanted to decorate for Grandma this weekend. Now, Big Fatty, that's going a little too. And y'all, the pink shoes. You know pink shoes up there in the North Kakalaki? No, there will be no Grandma before 1 December. But y'all, it's going to happen whether you want it to or not. Big Fatty, it's the holiday season. Yeah, gosh, y'all, when I was telling you about the last weekend, y'all only got through for right. I'll just give you the Reader's Digest version. Thank goodness, Big Fatty. Saturday morning. Excuse me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was the longest draggy ass day in the world at the coal mine. Y'all, it wasn't just me. It was everybody in the coal mine. Y'all, there was just, when will this day end? So, got up Saturday morning, and y'all, you know, I've mentioned on here about how many acorns that I have in the front yard of the villa, and y'all, it's just too much, and y'all, I skid out and I sweep the walk and everything three or four times a week, because it just covers them. And Saturday morning I got out and I got my big leaf bags that you get at the Walmart. And I got out my rake. Y'all, I raked up the front yard of the villa twice. Not once, but twice. And y'all, I filled up two of those huge 30-gallon leaf bags. Is it 30 gallons? Anyway, those big brown paper bags that you get at the Lowell's and all. Y'all, filled up two of them, and 85% of it was acorns of the bags. And y'all, they were so heavy. Y'all, I couldn't hardly carry the damn things. And y'all, by the time I carried them around to the back of the villa where they pick them up, y'all, I was just out of breath. I was absolutely out of breath. And y'all, then on Sunday, I could feel where I'd been doing all that squatting and lifting and picking up stuff. Y'all, I could feel it in my bones. But Fatty, poor old thing. After that, what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't remember. I know what I did. I made me some... No, that was Sunday I did that. No, it was Saturday I did it. I made me some cube steak and cooked it. Cooked it for my supper. I just watched sports ball on the TV machine. There was a lot of sports ball on the TV. Yes, Big Fatty, we're in the high sports ball season. It's true. And there was no stick it with a poke Saturday night. Evidently, Jim and Gavin went to some sort of Halloween hootenanny. Big Fatty, you know, Toppy's been having a hootenanny. It's true. But I don't think they went to that one. But anyway, and I was not on the stick it with a poke, but I did go out and meet Granny and Durwood out Saturday night. And y'all, our new friend Scott decided to join us. And y'all, I gotta tell you something. You know, Big Fatty always says that Halloweeny is the gay crema. And y'all, you know, when gay crema falls on a weeknight, you usually celebrate the Saturday night before. Well, now, y'all, granted, we go out early, but y'all, there wasn't hardly any. I didn't leave until, I don't know, it was after 11 p.m. and the show had started. Y'all, there wasn't hardly anybody in the bar, and y'all, that does not bode well for the bar. But you know, anyway, but y'all got home, slept very well, Big Fatty, but not like a baby. No, there was no baby poop. No. Then got up Sunday morning, had my coffee, read the newspaper as I do. Had to go sweep the walk again, y'all. It was covered in acorns again. Then I, what did I do Sunday afternoon? Y'all, I think I just piddled around the villa. Big Fatty. Oh, I washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Or I washed everything but my underpants. Okay. Then I called the hats, I watched some things on the TV machine. I caught up on the Project Runway and the masterclass on the Great British Bacon Show. It was the last one of those, I think. And I think I turned on the World Series, Big Fatty. I know there are some that live up there in the Chicagos, and y'all, when I was out doing a nipple walk over the weekend, y'all, I saw this house that had a white flag on it with a big, I don't know if it was dark blue or if it was black, but it had a big W on it. And y'all, I didn't know what that was. And y'all, I was watching the sports ball, and there at the Wrigley Field, people were holding up this white flag with the big W on it. And y'all, I don't know if that has something to do with the Cubs or not. I'm sure somebody will tell me. Perhaps that Mean King will tell me. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from him in a while. We sure haven't. Maybe it's a flag for that they hoist up if the Cubbies win a game. I don't know. Or if it's a flag for Wrigley Field. Big Fatty, who knows? And then y'all, just going to go ahead and continue. Y'all went to the coal mine Monday morning, and got a lot done on Monday, but I tell you, Tuesday, it just drug, y'all. But anyway, it's then I came home, and y'all, it was time for the little urchins to go trick-or-treating, and y'all, so I filled up my bowl with the candies, and y'all, I put on my long-sleeve pants and my long-sleeve shirt, because y'all, I didn't want to get eaten alive by the mosquitoes. Y'all, the mosquitoes have been terrible here, even though it hadn't rained here since the hurricane. But y'all, they'll eat you alive. Eat you alive. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I sat out on the veranda here at the villa, and I handed out the candies. And y'all, I had 300 pieces of candy. Y'all, I gave it all out in about an hour and a half. Y'all, we get so many children, and but y'all, they come in little bunches, and you know, you'll be sitting there, and you know, there might be one or two that come by, and then here comes a group of 20. And then you're sitting there for a little while, nobody's coming, and then here comes a couple of more, and then here comes another group of 20. But y'all, my favorite costume was this little, he must have been, I don't know how old he is, but he was probably 3 or 4 years old. I don't think he was 5, but he was, you know, young. And y'all, he comes up the steps to the villa, and y'all, he's dressed as Braveheart. And I said to him, he had kind of a mohawk hair, and he had that blue paint on his face, and he had on his little kilt looking thing, and the sash or whatever. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I said to him, I said, "Are you Braveheart?" And y'all, his face lit up so bright. He goes, "Yes, I'm Braveheart." It's like nobody else knew who the hell he was dressed up as. But y'all, he was the cutest thing. And y'all, the other funny thing, you know, a lot of the parents go around with the children now, and the parents will say, "Now, did you say thank you?" And y'all, some of the kids, you know, they get so excited that they get confused. And y'all, several of them would walk up to me at the candy bowl and say, "Thank you." And I said, "Well, you're most welcome." And then I'd give them candy. And then as they were going down the steps, they'd say, "Trick or treat." Because they were just cute as they could be. But they were confused. "Big Betty, it's kind of like you at an early age." Yeah, well, you may have something there. Yes, Big Betty. See y'all on Halloween, Big Fatty went out to the Villa Mailbox. Y'all, that was not one, not two, but three. I say three, Big Fatty, cards out there. Y'all, the first one is a postcard, and y'all, it's from the future. It is from the future, and y'all, on the front of it says, "Sweat is fat crying." Big Fatty. Okay, and y'all, it's from Scotty down there in the what do you call it, Big Fatty? We don't know, in the future down there in the Mel, not the Melbourne, the Bris Vegas, and y'all, it is a card for the challenge yourself to ride this October. Good luck with this, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's about a bike ride or something like that. But I thought that was fun, that it was "Sweat is fat crying." But y'all, here's the thing. Scotty has sent this to me, and he puts the address in there. And then he, instead of writing North Charleston, South Kakalaki, he writes North Kakalaki, South Carolina. B- Big Fatty, he's as confused as those children. He is. So anyway, but Scotty, thank you so much for thanking a Big Fatty. Y'all, our next cat, y'all, is from Dennis. It is from Dennis out there in the Colorado Springs. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Yeah, we do. And we, y'all, it's taped up like the skull sent it to us or something like that. And y'all, by the way, on Tuesday in the coal mine, y'all, we had the extinguishing of the illuminated skull in the coal mine. Big Fatty, this is a criminal. What? Big Fatty, I guess he wanted to be the first one. I guess so. Dennis, I'm not gonna open that quite yet. But you get the prize for being the first one. Big Fatty, what's the prize? I don't know. But anyway, and y'all, our last card. Big Fatty, you gotta go find that criminal music. I do have to go find it. The last card, y'all, is from Big Ricky. It's from Big Ricky. He's finally back up there in the Chicagos. He's been a traveling fool. And Big Fatty, was that the doorbell? I think it may have been the doorbell. It's the UPS man. He's delivering something to me. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, let's just see what we got here. We're going to open this up. It's from Big Ricky. And, Big Fatty, look! And it's a Halloweeny card. It is a Halloweeny card. And y'all, it's one of those, Big Fatty. It looks like it's got a spider web on the front of it. And then there's a little puppy dog collecting candies or dog bones or something. And it says, wishing you a treat-filled day. And y'all, you open it up. And it says, Happy Gray Grandma, Big Fatty, XO, Big Ricky, Big Fatty, that's lovely, that is lovely. And y'all, I'll put a picture of the two cards, and Dennis, I promise you're getting credit. I'm writing the number one on the front of your envelope for your Crema card, I am going to wait to open it up. Big Fatty, I think that's wise, but anyway, there's that. Y'all hadn't heard from Straight Bob how much money I won, on the Melbourne Cup, but I'm sure it's just gobs. So, y'all, let me just see what I've got over here. Oh, y'all, I got a, what did I get? Big Fatty, we don't know. I got something from, Dan. You know, he's my Northeast straight boyfriend, and he says, Big Fatty, I had a hard time coming up with a costume this year. I wanted to be a sexy casino game, but I was too afraid of being slot shamed. Big Fatty, that's just sad. Poor and I replied to him and said I would never shame your slot. Big Fatty, you've turned it vulgar. And y'all, speaking of vulgar, that Miss Beaver, y'all, she must be going through some old postings at the lodge. And y'all, it's a picture of the Dowager Fatty. It says vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Big Fatty, that does not apply to you. That is for sure. And Miss Beaver, thank you so much for sending that to me again. Big Fatty, we just Oh, dear Gussie, we just love that thing. Anything Miss Beaver does is just lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. I'm just looking at my list here. No, I don't think there are a few other things I want to talk about. But at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. That Adam Burns and y'all, a Big Fatty from the Dubious Intentions. Yes, but this was not that. It was from his other show, the Geeky Gay TV. And Adam, is there anything you want to tell us about the highlights of Geeky Gay?
I'm just going to say Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
Oh, well, of course, that's the highlight of the Geeky Gay TV.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.